Good morning. My guest this morning is Becca Richardson from the Bergen University of Canine Studies. Good morning, Becca.
Good morning.
Well, as we were remarking, you're our next-door neighbor right across a fairly wide field, but close enough so that we hear the dogs barking and the dogs hear us talking and we talk to each other and bark at each other.
Yes.
So what happens over there?
Well, Bergen University is an accredited university, and its primary focus is canine research, education, and development. So Dr. Bonnie Bergen founded it in 1991.
She founded Canine Companions for Independence, too, right?
Yes, she did. She founded CCI in 1975 and left there in 91 because she really saw a need for educated service dog trainers and also just a place where that was dedicated to research about dogs.
How many people do you have studying there at a given time?
So it's fairly small. Right now we have 15 Associate of Science students, and we have 16 Bachelor of Science students, and then we have Master of Science students that come throughout the year. That is a program that's set up for working people, so they come for 1 week or 2 weeks at a time. And they are people that are in the canine field somehow, whether it's a psychologist who wants to incorporate dogs in their therapy, or somebody who's running an animal shelter, or somebody who already has a service dog organization.
So why is Dr. Bergen doing this? What is behind her love for animals, for canines in particular, and for training people to deal with them?
Because as she's worked in the field, she has seen how intelligent and empathetic dogs are, and they are such a big part of humans' lives already that she really wants to educate people about the value of the dog and how dogs can help society. And they are so useful in so many therapeutic settings that people don't realize.
Yes.
They make such a huge change that her vision is to just do away with the need for shelters, because people will actually take responsibility and care for their dogs and spay and neuter and get the training necessary for their dog to really be a helpmate and be a part of the family, not a nuisance or something that somebody gets tired of.
Or chains in the backyard.
Or chains in the backyard and doesn't realize the social value and the emotional value of dogs.
Well, if we've gotten people's attention by now and they want to take at least a single step to find out what they might be able to do, what would you tell them to do?
They can come to the university for a tour. We're always happy to do that. We're small staff, real friendly, love to tell people what we do. They can go to the website, bergenu.edu. We have a Facebook page, and we also have a live puppy cam that is hosted by explore.org. So they can see the puppies playing. They can also be a part of the training, because we start training our puppies at 3.5 weeks of age. So that training is also on the camera.
I see the dog population every time I come here. How many dogs are in residence at a given time?
Anywhere from 30 to 50. It depends on how many students we have on campus. We don't believe in kenneling dogs for a long time or chaining them up or putting them away from people. They're social animals. We believe in community. So we have puppy raisers. Once our puppies are trained, they go into puppy raiser homes, and then we bring in the number of dogs to match the number of students that are there for each semester.
Great. Well, the next time I come to the station here, I'll bring my dog and let him put his little black nose to the fence and say hello to some of his friends on the other side of it.
Oh, good. It's good for them to meet other dogs.
Really. Thanks for coming in. Let's tell people once again the telephone number for Bergen University of Canine Studies, 545-3647. Online, Bergen, B-E-R-G-I-N, BergenU.edu. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.